This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Joe Biden and the business vote. I'm David Brancaccio. First, market participants were unhappy to see data from Europe today, showing economic activity there is looking worse this month than it did in July. Christopher Lowe is the chief economist at FHN Financial in New York.
This was a big surprise. We got diffusion indexes with activity in manufacturing and services, not only in the EU, but in Germany and France in particular. The ugliest numbers were French manufacturing, which actually shrank. But it's a reminder that when COVID cases surge, it has an almost instant economic effect.
Yeah, we're seeing now as college campuses try to reopen, yet people still do their parties and outbreaks in some of the schools that are reopening. What is the best thinking at the Federal Reserve saying about our prognosis?
The Fed staff, in their economic assessment, they're somewhat optimistic in their base case. But then they say there's an equal chance of their worst-case scenario, which is one where there are further waves of COVID outbreaks here in the U.S., not only that it would result in a slower economic outcome, higher unemployment, lower prolonged very low inflation, but they're also worried about the possibility of a bankruptcy wave.
Christopher Lowe at FHN Financial, chief economist there. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Now to data showing a connection between sexual misconduct at companies and diminished financial performance at those companies. This on the week that McDonald's former CEO got sued by the company amid new allegations of relationships with subordinates and a top Hollywood executive leaving NBC Universal after an affair. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
When a top executive at a major company faces credible allegations of sexual harassment or misconduct, investors often punish the company and its stock price falls. And that left finance professor Yik Awe at the University of Manitoba with a question.
If sexual harassment at the C-suite has negative impacts, what about for everyday employees and line managers?
Awe and his colleagues sifted through 1.5 million employee reviews on job sites Indeed and Glassdoor, looking for complaints of sexual harassment and discrimination. They focused on the period 2011 to 2017.
If you invested in these sexual harassing firms, you would have actually suffered a loss of around 20% compared to the increase of about 150% for regular firms. We're looking at about underperformance of about $2 billion per year.
The researchers conclude that a culture of sexual harassment and discrimination for rank-and-file employees drives labor costs up and operating profitability down. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Early trading, the Dow is up 0.1%, 34 points. The S&P is little changed. The NASDAQ is up by less than 0.1%. Sounds like the August doldrums.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Biden is now officially the Democratic Party's candidate for president. He spoke last night of unifying the country to move it from what he sees as darkness into light. Biden spoke of taking the, quote, muzzle off our experts to deal with the pandemic and climate change, which he also sees as a job creation opportunity that can be paid for by closing loopholes and rethinking how the country pays for it.
We don't need a tax code that rewards wealth more than it rewards work. I'm not looking to punish anyone. Far from it. But it's long past time the wealthiest people and the biggest corporations in this country paid their fair share.
For more, let's talk to Ian Bremmer, president and founder of the political risk consultancy, the Eurasia Group. Ian, welcome.
David, always good to join you.
Does this Democrat now have America's business community running scared with all that talk about no more tax cuts and criticizing the last tax cut as a giveaway to the 1%?
I wouldn't say that he has the private sector running scared. I think everybody out there understands, given the nature of this crisis, that taxes are going up, that the tax cuts under the Trump administration are going to be undone, and that you need to find a way to pay for all of this stuff. I don't think that that is such a huge problem. I can't tell you how many people, David, I've spoken to once Kamala was made VP. I mean, if it had been Elizabeth Warren or someone more progressive, I think that was going to go after them directly, you know, the break up the tech firms, the no fracking, the go after the banks, all of that. I think that then you would see them saying, no way, I'm not doing this under no condition. Maybe I won't vote. Maybe I'll vote for Trump. But, you know, I think that most people I know in the private sector find Biden-Harris, if they're not Democrats, find them unobjectionable, right? They can deal with that. It's sort of like Peter Thiel, who was, you know, the big Trump supporter from Silicon Valley in the first administration, didn't even left the Valley because he couldn't stand the culture there and the groupthink. And he's basically sitting this one out. I think you'll find a lot of that from Wall Street and industry right now.
And also, response to the pandemic is a special case this time. It means we're not living in that normal paradigm where pro-business, anti-business. It's like maybe a different approach to coronavirus could ultimately help the economy.
This election is going to be much more about the largest crisis that any of us have experienced of our lifetimes. And it's not Trump's fault that we're having that crisis. That coronavirus did not happen because of him. But, you know, you have to see your judgment of how this government, and particularly this president, has taken responsibility and has responded economically, healthcare, to this crisis. That's going to determine a lot of who decides to vote and who decides who they're going to vote for, and whether you think Biden would be more effective for that.
Ian Bremmer is the head of the political risk consultancy, the Eurasia Group. Ian, always good to talk to you.
David, my pleasure. Be good.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.